Have you ever wondered what happens when someone's worst trauma becomes their greatest power? Nesta Archeron never asked to become immortal. Thrown into the magical cauldron against her will, she didn't merely submit to transformation. She fought back with such ferocity that she tore away pieces of the ancient power for herself. Now, drowning in expensive wine and meaningless encounters in the seedier parts of Valaris, she's a hurricane of self-destruction. Her stolen power terrifies even the most powerful Fae, but nothing frightens her more than the emptiness inside. When her sister Fair, now High Lady of the Night Court, delivers an ultimatum, Nesta faces impossible choices. Train with the warrior Cassian each morning and work in the library each afternoon, or be banished to the human lands she no longer belongs in. "You dragged me to this horrible place and made me this thing," she spits at her sister, revealing the core of her anguish. She doesn't belong anywhere, not human, not fully Fae, carrying power she never wanted and can't control. What makes Nesta's struggles so compelling is how her external battles mirror her internal war. The walls she's built aren't just to keep others out, but to contain the storm within her. A darkness she's always sensed, now made manifest in devastating abilities that can unmake reality itself. Her self-destructive behavior isn't mere rebellion, it's a slow form of suicide, a deliberate erasure of self. Each morning, Nesta sits on a rock at the training grounds, attending while refusing to participate. Cassian recognizes a kindred spirit trapped in self-imposed chains. "The breathing makes my head stop being so loud," Nesta admits after her first real session. "Mine too," Cassian responds. This exchange reveals how differently their traumas manifest. His centuries of battlefield horrors and her recent wounds both create mental chaos that physical discipline helps quiet. As training progresses, Nesta discovers her natural affinity for swordplay. Each movement becomes a declaration against future weakness or subjugation. The weapon becomes an extension of herself, her movements precise and deadly. Between sessions, tension between them crackles with unresolved attraction. He sees past her vicious words to the wounded soul beneath, while she glimpses vulnerabilities behind his warrior facade. Their relationship evolves through shared meals, quiet conversations, and the gradual building of unexpected trust. In the library, Nesta meets Gwyn, a priestess who survived sexual violence during the Hybern War, and later connects with Emery, an Illyrian shopkeeper whose wings were clipped by her father. These three differently broken women form an alliance that becomes sacred. When inviting them to train, Nesta realizes she must face her own demons if she expects them to face theirs. They discover ancient texts about the Valkyries, legendary female warriors erased from history. Adopting these techniques, they reclaim a forgotten legacy, using white ribbons as their symbol. "I am the rock against which the surf crashes. Nothing can break me." Their sisterhood defies fantasy tropes. They train not to support male heroes, but for themselves. Their bond culminates in exchanging magical wish-granting bracelets, with Nesta wishing, "I wish for us to always find our way back to each other, no matter what." Nesta's stolen cauldron power manifests as cold silver flame when she attempts to scry for the magical mask, shattering windows until Resend intervenes, identifying it as pure death. This power defines Nesta's uniqueness, fundamentally destructive, the ability to unmake and erase from existence. It perfectly mirrors her personality, cutting words, finding weaknesses, tearing down. Unlike Fair's creative magic, Nesta's embodies destruction. At the Bog of Orid, dragged underwater by a Kelpie, Nesta dons the golden mask and transforms, summoning an army of the dead who destroy the creature. She emerges with its severed head as Cassian and Azriel bow before death incarnate. The most profound aspect of Nesta's journey emerges through the magical weapons she creates. She names the third blade Ataraxia, meaning inner peace, revealing her deepest desire. Her greatest battle isn't external, but internal, the struggle to find peace within herself. After learning Farah's pregnancy could be fatal due to the baby's Illyrian wings, Nesta flees. Cassian intercepts her, flying her to the Sleeping Mountains for a wilderness retreat that becomes her turning point. She hikes with a heavy pack for days, the physical challenge mirroring her emotional journey. At a turquoise lake where she collapses, she finally confesses, "I let him die." This admission about her father releases years of accumulated guilt. The journey culminates with Nesta executing a perfect 8-pointed star maneuver with Cassian's blade, the light in her eyes shining brighter than the moon. Later, Nesta, Gwyn, and Emery are forced into the Blood Rite, a brutal male-only wilderness trial. Separated and wearing only nightgowns without weapons, they use magical friendship bracelets to reunite. In a cave, they share their darkest secrets before choosing the mountain's most difficult path. At the Pass of Analius, Nesta sacrifices herself to hold off attackers so her friends can reach the summit, telling Emery, "Consider it repayment of a debt for being my friends, even when I didn't deserve it." The novel's climax converges several critical moments: Nesta confronting Queen Briallen, Cassian under the crown's control, and Farah's life-threatening childbirth. When forced to kill Nesta, Cassian turns the knife on himself instead, a sacrifice that unleashes Nesta's power, destroying Briallen. Meanwhile, Farah hemorrhages during childbirth, her baby's wings caught in the birth canal. As both mother and silent newborn son approach death, Nesta makes her choice. Using the trove objects, she plucks the 26th string controlling time, freezing Farah's final moment. In this suspended instant, Nesta confesses her love and bargains with the cauldron. "I'll give back what I took from you, just show me how to save them." The stolen power flows from her into Farah and the baby, healing them both. This sacrifice completes Nesta's transformation from thief to giver, the bargain mark on her back, a permanent reminder that some prices are worth paying for love. This story shows redemption isn't about becoming perfect, but becoming whole. Nesta's healing unfolds through small daily choices, morning training sessions, moments of vulnerability, and facing herself completely. The Valkyrie's formation reveals how community enables healing. Initially isolated, Nesta discovers through Cassian, her friendship with Gwyn and Emery, and reconciliation with her sisters that vulnerability is strength, not weakness. As spring arrives, Nesta visits her father's grave with her sisters, leaving a carved rose to mark the beauty he tried to create. With Cassian watching, she joins her sisters with the sun within her chest burning bright, a stark contrast to the cold silver fire that wants to find her. In a world that encourages hiding our darkness, this message of radical self-acceptance feels revolutionary. Our wounds don't define us, but we shouldn't deny them. Like Nesta, we can acknowledge them, share them, and transform pain into power.